Hello and welcome back. So, I'm gonna keep my intro short this time. Like, you know, sometimes I'll make longer intros and outros today. I'm gonna keep this short and sweet because I'm talking about something that's very different from what my last few episodes have been about recently. Like, as we know, a lot of my episodes recently have been, like, fun. Like, me at school, me hanging out with my friends and stuff. Today's episode, I want to talk about my mental health. So, to keep it kind of lighthearted, I'm also, like, here mixing a bunch of paints on a palette together to have a little more fun with that. So there's that going on for me. Also, another reason, thing I've recently been thinking about is opening a YouTube channel so you guys can see me. I'll be posting episodes of the podcast there, yeah, like visual episodes, or like when I do stuff like this. Also, so I can post singing videos, my voice can be heard more, I guess. I envision being a singer, but I don't think that's gonna happen. I have a lot of self-doubt in myself, but yeah. That kind of is what today's episode's about. My mental health. Mental health in general, not just my mental health. Any mental health. Yesterday on my Instagram, I went and asked a bunch of people what happiness is to them. So I'm gonna actually take a quick break from mixing all these paints. Ooh, my hand's covered in pink paint, actually. Let me rub that in first. Ooh. And then I'm gonna read you guys some of what my friends said about what happiness is to them. So, here we go. Someone said, a good sensation of doing something good, or like a feeling that occurs after excitement. Another friend said, if I'm happy, they're happy. Someone said, food and goofing off in spotlight. Moments and people who make me happy in general. Peace with myself, my body, my mind, then comes happiness from others. It's finally being able to breathe and slow down and realize things are slowly going to be okay. And this was the first answer that I got, was this one I'm about to read. And seeing this one, I know this person personally, and I know that this is kind of true to this person. But also, I think I'm about to get to this point too sometimes. I really hate it. So this person said, I don't know anymore. Only thing closest to happiness for me is numbness. The loss of feelings. That's something that I think about a lot because I lose my feelings sometimes. I lose myself a lot. It's hard to find who I am again. And I just need time, I guess. That's where I feel like I lose myself, in the thought of time, things going by, people leaving me behind, everything like that. Loss. I feel like everyone slowly matures and gets older. Some are faster than others, but sometimes I feel like I'm slowly maturing slower than most people. Mental health. What is it? Happiness. What is it? For me, I think happiness is looking at myself and going, look at her. What does she do? She smiles. She laughs at others. She comforts people. She tells people she'll be there for them. And it makes them smile when they're sad. She is everything you are. You want to be her. But little do you know you are her. I want to write a song about this, but I'm really bad at writing lyrics. But if I do, should I post the process here? Would you guys watch that? Would you guys listen to me just slowly trying to figure out how to make a song? Of course, I don't know how to play instruments, so I'd have to ask someone else for help in that. But I think I know a few people who would love to help me with it. or not even love to, but like people who would be down to help me with it too. Thoughts on mental health, happiness. Everyone's different. I feel like it's not something that's spoken about anymore a lot. Of course, it's slowly getting better. Like, everyone every day slowly is being more open-minded to these things. People are slowly coming and being like, oh yeah, how are you feeling today? Do you want to talk about this? Slowly but surely, we're gonna get there. We're gonna get to a point where I can talk with anyone and be like, you know, today I've been feeling depressed more. And they'd be like, what's going on, Zoe? How are you? And I feel like there are some people I can do with that with now. And they'd be like, come on, Zoe, let's talk about this. And there are others who are like, oh, that sucks, man. But happiness isn't something that everyone gets. Happiness is something some need to figure out for themselves first before others. For me, it was reversed. I need to figure out what makes others happy, to figure out my happiness. My happiness is sitting down on a Sunday with a cup of tea and milk, looking just off in the distance, thinking, what is today? What is tomorrow gonna be? I also recently got a book from a friend of my mom's. It's called Good Morning, Good Night. It's written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it's a book of his tweets that he tweets out saying, like, good morning, here are reasons why, and stuff like that. And they're little poems, too. And they're so beautiful, and I start my day with them. And I feel like that's something I needed. You know, someone telling me reasons why it's going to be a better day. Every morning when I wake up, I look at that book, and every night before I go to bed, I read a page of that book. Because each page is a different good morning, and each page is a different good night. So I read 2 pages a day of that book, of him telling me good morning, and this is why it could be a good morning. And good night, this is why it's going to be a good night. I dream often. Often I don't recall these dreams, but still I do. And these dreams make me happy. You guys make me happy. You know, coming on here and just seeing that people actually listen to my podcast. Granted, some of them are probably my friends. Some of them probably aren't. Some people I don't know probably listen to this. Some people it's probably majority of people I do know, but people I don't know probably listen to this. And they're probably like, wow, who is this girl? She's insane. Some probably are like, wow, this girl has a terrible voice. Why does she sing? Some probably do both. Some probably do none. But that shouldn't push me away or stop me. I mean, heck. I don't even know what word that was supposed to mean. I mean, heck, look. This is like heck and hell. I don't even know, but now look at this. I'm here now, just mixing things, talking about mental health. And I'm really happy about it. Not because I'm sad, it's me expressing feelings, no. But because I'm having a chance to let people have a voice. Because I know there are definitely people feeling the same way as me, but too scared to speak up or have a voice in their community. So I'm trying to help people have that voice. Obviously, it's slow. And that's why I don't post a lot, because I'll be in a downhill slope and I'll be like, no, no one wants my podcast. You know, no one listens to it. You know, we can do all these things for it, but still, no one will listen to your podcast. And some days I'm like, you know what? I feel like someone, even if I don't know, if I'm not sure, like someone out there needs this today, needs to hear this, needs to hear that. Life may suck at the moment, but hell, I'm here. We're here for you. And it's only gonna get better. You know, that's all it could ever do. Get better. And if it gets worse, say a big fuck you to the world. Tell her that she ain't gonna get you down. He ain't gonna stop you from living a life. They're not in charge of who you are and who you're gonna be. Because we are the only people who can decide that. You know, I might do a follow-up episode if I do get a YouTube channel of me just painting, you know? Talking about mental health and how I'm slowly getting better or worse. Well, painting. Because I enjoy painting. Not all the time, but sometimes I do. I'm really bad at art, and I know I am, but you know what? I don't care. Because it makes me happy. Oh my god, this is gross, sludgy color now, but I enjoy it. This color represents me. I like this color. It's so disgustingly good. Well, I'm supposed to be cleaning my room, but here I am, making a huge mess with paint on my floor. In my pajamas. And I'm supposed to go out later, too. But you know what? Screw you, world. You don't control me. Oh my god, this one was like leaking all on my hand. That's gross, but cool. And this is my last paint container, and after I mix it in, I might sing. So you know what? Fuck the haters. You can tell me I'm a terrible singer, all you. I might post this on my story later and be like, look what I did. Mixed a bunch of paints together for no reason other than to see the outcome of this glorious mess. I love it. She makes me happy. Okay, so I'll be back after I clean myself up. I was scared of dentists in the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yet the magician's assistant in their dreams. Oh. Taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your laughing man. I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. There's this movie that I think you'll like. This guy decides to quit his job and head to New York City. This cowboy's running from himself. And she's been living on the ice shelf. Oh, oh, and they come unstuck. Lady, running down to the riptide. Taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your ass and man. I love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
I just wanna know if you're gonna stay. I just gotta know. I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song. Yeah, I got a lump in my throat, cause you can sing the words wrong. Lady, running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the word wrong. Oh lady, running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
Oh, I think that was the best one yet. Ooh, girl.